Welcome back to Silver Screen Social, listeners. I'm your host, Jackson Vickery, and on this episode, I spoke to the iconic film and television actress, June Squibb, about her work on Thelma. Squibb's accolades include an Academy Award nomination, a Critics' Choice Award nomination, a Golden Globe nomination, a Satellite Award winner, an Independent Spirit Award nomination, a London Critics Circle Film Award nomination, a Los Angeles Film Critics Association Award nomination, a New York Film Critics Circle Award nomination, a Screen Actors Guild Award nomination, and at 94, June is just getting started, and Thelma proves that. I have never been more honored to speak to one of my cinematic heroes, and I hope you enjoy this conversation as much as I enjoyed recording it. Hi, June.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Excellent. I just have to first start out by saying this is truly one of the greatest honors to be interviewing you.
Thank you.
I remember watching Nebraska with my mom back when it was released, and I've never seen a character as fully realized as Kate was. And and to this day, I still haven't. It reminds me so much of my mom, my grandma, and so much of my family.
That's a lovely compliment. Thank you.
Yeah, it will always stick with me. And I'm curious what you see in Kate that you also see in Thelma.
I think there's strength, and they are both sort of no-nonsense, and they say what they mean. Kate perhaps more than Thelma, but I think that Thelma does say a lot of what she feels and what she means to her grandson all the time, really.
Mm. And I'm curious what drew you to this particular project.
Well, the script, when you read a script, and this one was obviously something that I wanted to do, I decided right away I wanted to do it. And that basically is the script, always, for me. Because I turn down things, and I turn them down because I read the script and don't like it, or don't find what I need in a script in it. And I thought she was a wonderful character to play.
Mm. And how do you see yourself in Thelma?
In Thelma?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think our sense of humors are pretty much alike. And I think the strength, I think I personally have strength.
Mm.
And I guess that those two things basically were the first things that I saw of myself in Thelma.
Mm. I love that. And talk to me about working with the incredible director who's
working right now. Yes. Well, it was his first film, and none of us would believe that because he was a fantastic leader. He really was, and that's what a film director has to be. You're leading this whole crew, this whole cast. I mean, it's a job. And he was able to do that, and to do it with very low key, no one was upset. You know, it was a lovely, lovely time, and he made that happen.
Mm. And talk to me about working with this cast, especially. I the chemistry that you all have, I mean, from beat one to the final one, is just so, so dynamic.
Well, I think Josh got a fantastic cast together. I mean, I think he really got a great cast. And it was easy. I hate to keep using that word, but it was not a hard situation. It was a flowing, you know, and it was that with the cast, with each other. I think we respected each other, and we found what we needed in each other, and great love. I don't know how else to say it.
Mm. And one of your cast members, Richard, recently passed away, and I would just love to, I mean, and you guys have such a beautiful relationship from the get-go, and I'm just curious if you can just sort of speak to him and to what it was like working with him.
Well, he was a wonderful, wonderful man and a wonderful actor. And I think we all felt a sense of great loss when we heard of his death. I mean, we all felt it. And we met his family last night. They were here at the screening. Five children of his were here, yeah, and that was wonderful to talk. And I was talking to one of his daughters, and she said, you know, Richard used to come home from shooting and talk about you, about what they had done together, what he and I had done together during the shooting and everything, that day.
Mm.
So I think he enjoyed himself, and I don't think Richard always enjoys himself. I think he's so intelligent that I think he sometimes a little above what is going on, but I think he felt comfortable and with us, you know, and really hooked into the whole thing.
Mm. And I mean, I will never forget these scooter scenes, and I would just love to hear how that, I mean, just all transpired, and just, I mean, was there a stunt double? Was there a...
There was a stunt double, and I wouldn't let her do a lot of it. They felt, and you could probably help me with this if I'm wrong, that we had a wonderful stunt man, a stunt supervisor, and he brought his stunt people in. And they came to my apartment with the scooter, and I rode it around my little driveway. I live in a complex, so there was room to drive it in. And I thought, oh, this is fun. I like this. Well, when we got to the set, I think everybody thought I wouldn't want to drive it. I wouldn't want to do it. I wanted to do it like crazy. I thought, this is for me, boy. And so I did most of the scooter work. And I was so proud because the supervisor said I could stop that scooter better than his stunt people could. Stop on a dime, squib.
I'm going to coin you that now.
But I loved it. And of course, the idea that Richard, this gorgeous black man, tall, still, you know, sitting like this and everything, I just was in heaven.
Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're in your glorious 90s, mm-hmm. and you are at the 2024 Sundance Film Festival. Can you believe that?
Not really, but it should happen, of course. Mm. My film is here, so I wanted to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, what did you take away from attending the premiere last night?
I was honored, and I felt, I don't know what the word is for it, I felt, am I worthy of this?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're smart.
No, but I mean, you know, they were reacting so magnificently to it, and what people were asking us, and what people were saying, and everything, and it's like, oh, God, that's a lot to be thrown at you, you know, that this is really a great piece and you've done this. And we've all done it together. And we know this is a filmmaking, but it was stunning. It really was.
Mm.
And I cried a little bit, which you knew.
As you should. I mean, you should be so proud of what you're doing.
Oh, I am. I couldn't be more proud of a piece of work. I really could not be more proud of it.
Mm. And I mean, this film is saying so much to, I mean, aging, mm-hmm. and embracing that. And I'm curious what you hope audiences throughout the festival and throughout the rollout of this film take away.
Well, I guess most of all that age is not the end of your life. It really isn't. That you can deal with it. There are things you have to accept that you probably don't like, but there's still life. There's still adventure in your older ages. And I think that Hollywood is beginning to see that. I think they're more and more writing with the older people in mind. Mm. And I think that's great. Mm.
And what haven't you done yet that you want to do?
That I want to do?
That you
want to
do.
Well, I'm not going to say it. They wanted me to say porn to you. So I did, there. What I would love...
See, look how he's reacting. I told you you'd get a good reaction.
Yeah. It's everything.
You weren't expecting that, were
no,
you?
No, I was not.
I want to do a Western.
A Western?
Yes.
What in a Western?
Well, I don't know.
Well,
I don't back know. In the
South. I used to write a lot when I was young, and I was a pretty good writer. But I haven't written for years. And as I said, I don't know if I could still get on a horse or not. But if I could, if they could put me up there, I probably could ride it.
Well, I mean, the way you rode the scooter.
That's exactly.
I mean,
exactly
hey.
It. Yeah.
But, June, I know we're almost at time, and I really have to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you.
I mean, you have truly been such a through line, so through so much of my cinematic memories, just with family and with friends, and to kick off Sundance. By meeting you and chatting with you is just truly one of the greatest honors of my life.
Thank you.
So sweet. I just have to thank you.
Been lovely.
No, you're lovely. You're everything.